You are listening to Charlotte Real Estate Talk with Pridemore Properties.
Scott Pridemore here with Mike Hagee for another episode of Charlotte Real Estate Talk. Today, we welcome Sydney Duarte with Duarte Designs. Welcome, Sydney.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's our pleasure having you here. Obviously, and just reviewing this conversation or the topics that we'll discuss, you are more rounded than most, and you've got a lot to share today with us. And we'll get we'll get right into your art, and let's talk a little bit about the murals that you're putting together and creating around Charlotte. What's the project that you're working on currently?
Currently, have you heard of Portal? It's a curated space, more like illusions. There used to be a Museum of Illusion in LA, and they've made a space here in Charlotte where you go into each room. Some look like you're going to jump down a portal. Some looks like the vault of a bank.
Oh, yeah. It absolutely. Just
Yeah. So each artist, they've hired different artists to create a new space, and every several months they're going to swap artists out. So they've asked me to create a space in there. So I'm excited for that. That's coming soon.
Fantastic.
There are a lot. I'm going to DC in 2 weeks to create. I'm just traveling all over and creating magical pieces in all the spaces.
So, wow. Yeah. I love it. And you're very passionate about it. And it sounds like with your creativity and your energy, we're fortunate to have you creating here in Charlotte. So, how did you get started in murals and art generally?
In art generally, my mom was always really creative and would give my brother and I like little, you know, have you ever seen those little ceramic pieces? Like it's already been made and then you just have to paint it and put it back in the kiln. She would give us things like that or blank canvas. And then she was always painting murals. I grew up in Kentucky, so it would be at the bingo hall, at the movie theater, at random places around town, and I was her little paint assistant. And then when we both moved to Charlotte, went into corporate world, and I just kind of watched her fade out of that space, out of the creative space. And I've always done yoga and art on the side and just kept it alive. But this past Mother's Day, I was with her and my niece, and she was kind of guiding her through shading and different techniques. And I was like, Mom, let's paint together. And she was like, wow. Well, I don't know, maybe. I was like, let's just do it. Let's just make something fun and have fun with it. And yeah, everybody that stopped by while we were creating just felt the love and just started talking about like what that message meant to them, because we like to put positive messages with each one. And so the first one that we did was on the side of Two Scoops Creamery in Plaza Midwood. And it says, you can't make everybody happy. You're not ice cream. So do the things. I mean, but it's an important message, because we all try and, you know, we think we have to please everyone, but it's literally not possible. So the remainder of that quote says, do the things that light you up and everything else will fall into place.
Absolutely.
So like, don't worry. Who cares what other people think?
Hence, if you're more like Sydney and full of energy and positive,
exactly,
you're
going
to bring it with you. Yeah. And anyone you're around is going to pick up on that.
Then, I mean, two women had stopped and like cried and said, I needed that message today. Like, thank you so much. And like, that's what I want. I don't know how it's going to resonate with people, but I love seeing when people share it and that, like, which parts of it resonate with them. For that one in particular, people always try and feed ice cream, and like you'll have to see it. But yeah, it's been really fun to just bring life back into the city.
Absolutely. That's fantastic. And any other murals that, as I'm trying to research your work and go and have a look in person, where else can we find those?
One block up from the 7th Street Market on the side of Blumenthal Theater, Blumenthal Arts. That one is a 5-story building, and it's my friend Sunny from Norway. She's hanging upside down from the building, and it says, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change.
Mm. So, and love that's Dyer, right?
Yes, Wayne Dyer, yes.
Fantastic.
And you're outside, I'm envisioning you're painting these murals.
Yeah.
And how do you come up with the inspiration for that?
It just kind of comes to me. I'm looking, well, for that one in particular, the city had reached out, and it's a kind of awkward shaped space. It's very long and skinny. And I was like, what in the heck am I going to put in there? But I love taking people that have had a big influence on my life and I know are doing good things out in the world. So I want to share them with the world. And all of the people that we're painting are in black and white so that there's no race, no anything but love. And then the positive quotes. Love so that. Yeah, just.
So let's go a little deeper with that. Mm-hmm. So your mom is a source of inspiration. Mm-hmm. What else? Where do you draw your creativity
yeah,
from?
Yeah, from the people that I meet, from the experiences that I've had. I've been on my own since I was 14. And like, you just kind of have to grow up quicker than most. And I love meeting new people and showing them that every day is a choice. Like, you have a choice every day. Yes, bad things happen and you could focus on that, but why? Why would you? You're still alive. Check your pulse. You have a new opportunity with every breath, and like, use that opportunity. You could make new friends. You don't like your job, quit your job. You can always get a new one. You don't like your friend group. I mean, you can send them love from afar, but maybe it's time to get new people to surround you mm-hmm. with people that fuel you and your dreams and your mission. And like, I don't know, you can always change anything that you want to. It may be hard at first. It seems like a scary thing, but once you do it, you're like, oh my God, why didn't I do that earlier? Like 10 years ago. So just trying to remind people that life is a gift and just, it's your choice what you want to do with it.
Wow. That's a powerful message.
Truly. And it really is the embodiment of Wayne Dyer's quote, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about, you're a yogi as well, correct?
I am. Yes.
Yeah. So you're, So what is that? Like, how do you teach from time to time, and where do you teach?
I teach at Noda Yoga every Wednesday, 6:45. Okay. But I also teach private classes. Some people don't feel comfortable being in a group setting. Maybe they have different injuries, or maybe they're just completely new to it and it feels uncomfortable to be around people. So just guiding people on their journey. But I also lead adventure yoga retreats all around the world. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. Yeah, what is that? Tell us about that.
So you don't have to do yoga if you don't want, but if you do, so usually it's a place on my bucket list that I want to go to, and I plan it. I organize all the details. And then let's say you coming with me, I pick you up from the plane. I take you to where we're going to be staying. It could be a private villa. It could be like a retreat space. And then there's 3 meals a day, 2 classes a day if you want them, an adventure a day. And the adventure depends like where we are in the world. So for example, Guatemala, we went on a volcano hike. We had a fire ceremony with a Mayan shaman. There's a women's co-op of 25 ladies that are just making different like textiles and jewelry. And most people, like, you buy your clothes, you don't think about like, where did this dye come from? So I had these women show a variety of like nuts and berries and different things that most people don't think about. And then they were teaching them how to process them. But then there was a plant that if you pick it anytime throughout the year, it's like a dark midnight blue, the color of your shirt. And then on a full moon, it's a baby blue. Like, where would you learn that? How would you know that unless you happen to come across one of these native people? So really, for me, it's about like immersing people in this culture. Why did you come here? Why did you want to go on this adventure? And then the people that you're traveling with, they kind of become like a little family. Some people have never traveled before, or maybe never even heard of that country. And I just want to guide them like in a safe space and show them like, hey, anything can be an adventure, but like, let's really be intentional about why we're here and have fun with it.
That's really cool. Does it involve goats? Just curious.
Sure. We can. I just did goat yoga last weekend. So
yeah,
whatever you want, we can make it happen.
Yeah. You thought that she'd say no, but no, she's like right there. No. Yeah.
Goats are a thing, man.
Yeah, that's
absolutely. So, we've all heard the term that, you know, you truly grow by the people you meet, the books you read, and the places you go. Mm-hmm. What have you learned most about your travels?
We're all the same. That no matter where you go, no matter who you meet, like, we're all the same. We may dress a little different, talk a little different, eat a little different. But, I mean, at the end of the day, we're all human. We all want connection. We all want love. And I think that a lot of the things that you see on the media are always shedding light on negative things. But there's so many good people in the world, so many good places. And when I started traveling, I don't know, maybe 17 years ago, I was usually going solo. And a lot of the things that came up from even friends, they were like, you're going to get kidnapped and you're going to get raped. And I was like, whoa, calm down, because that can happen here too. Anything bad can happen anywhere. But if you, I mean, don't live in a bubble of fear, because then you'll never do anything. You'll always stay stagnant and you'll never be able to take on your dreams, that just because someone's don't let people, other people's fears plant that seed in you. Like, stay true to who you are, and the people that are meant to be with you, they'll come in along the way. Like, I wanted to go skydiving for a long time, and I would always plan. I would plan the trip. I would like have everybody ready, and then the day would come and be like, you know, I don't have the money, or something came up, and I postponed it several times, and then finally I was like, I'm just going to do this on my own, and oh well, I'm going to make new friends. And I did, and there were so many like wonderful people, and they showed me, they fully embraced me into the community. So you never know who you're going to meet or what experience you're going to have if you just go, just do it.
That is so cool. Yeah. I
love that.
Yeah. That's a testament to you overcoming, you know, that self-talk. Mm-hmm. I like to call it the drunk monkey.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, we can be our own worst enemy, but you could also be your biggest cheerleader too.
Yeah.
So you gotta cheer yourself.
What's your morning routine? Oh, just curious.
As soon as I wake up, I drink a lot of water, so hydrating, and then I meditate. And so before you ever start to do anything, like, do not touch your phone. That is the worst thing that you could do first thing in the morning. Just even if it's like 10 breaths, that could be your meditation. Just what are you grateful for? Think of the few things that you're grateful for, and how, like, in your mind, curate your day and how you want it to go. And just like, then you're already in that good, happy mindset. No matter what is thrown at you, it's like gone. And have you ever heard of shielding?
Tell us about that.
Okay. So shielding, it's like energetic shielding. It's your personal shield. You design it however you want it to be, but it's a mental space that you're getting into. Mm-hmm. So I teach a lot of kids yoga and just kids thing. I'm writing a kid's book now on shielding. So the foundation of shielding is getting into your safe shield. It could be a cocoon made of cotton candy where bad vibes get caught in the fiber, and you go home, you shake it out, it's done. Maybe you have anger issues, so some people will cover themselves in mirrors and reflect it back to the person, but I don't want it to go back out into the world. So mine's like a bubble, and whenever it's touched, it transforms loving energy into positive energy. And then the homework, so yeah, once you have the idea, like the foundation of what it is, and now your homework is, what is your shield? What does it look like? How do you get inside? Does it have a superpower? What does it do to negative energy? Does it have a smell or a taste if it's cotton candy? But the whole point is, like, you're in your happy, good space, and no matter what is thrown at you, because most people don't know what they even have going on. Like, they have a lot of unhealed traumas that, you know, usually when people are angry and taking things out on you, it's not you. It's coming from somewhere else. Yeah. But remembering that we all are fighting some type of battle, so you can still send them love and be like, I'm in my shield. I'm good. No worries. And then, yeah, things just bounce off of you. So that's part of my routine. Shielding, yoga,
that's cool.
Journaling. Journaling's important. Check in with yourself every day. I have a lot of things in my routine. So I don't know. That's the gist. That's a good.
I love that.
Start to finish, like before you walk out the door on average, so it sounds like you, every day you set aside the things. I heard you say hydrate, so you're taking care of your body, mental sharpness, you're focusing on what you're grateful for, and you're shielding yourself, and you're really contouring the day for what you want to see happen. Mm-hmm. So I love that. I think that's incredible.
And movement could have a dance party, like play your favorite song. If you don't have the time to do, you know, 30 minutes of yoga or even 5 minutes of yoga, just play your favorite song and dance it out. That's a good, get you going in the morning.
That's so cool. So you're in the process of writing that children's book, right?
I am.
And what's the title?
Shine.
Shine.
Yeah.
And is this the first time?
Yes.
You've written a book?
Yes.
Okay. Very good.
To help promote that. Where could we find this book when it's ready?
I will send you the link. It'll probably be, my website will have everything, but it'll have its own website, I guess. Maybe shine.com if that's not taken.
Well, what is your website currently?
It is thetravelinggypsy.org.
Love that. And you're on Instagram as well?
Yes. As the traveling gypsy with one L. You've
always so I'm asking because I'm sure there's something else that you're into.
Yeah.
Tell me, like, what else?
What else am I doing?
I mean, like, what's the next trip planned? Is there a trip that's on the agenda?
So I'm going to Norway in June. So there are many next year. I am going to do a little world tour painting in multiple countries and just kind of putting our positive messages all over the place. That's my master plan. My mom doesn't know this yet. Surprise. It's going to be... But I have several friends that I've come across, and they have reached out to people in their community that want to pay us to come. So we're just going to,
make it happen.
Just say yes, and we're just going to do it. Yeah.
So just like rewind 10 years.
Oh my gosh.
What was going on then?
I was in a corporate job that I have been, I just escaped this year. And I was there for 17 years. So right out of high school, I went into this corporate space. It was a great space. They're doing great things for the world. But me behind a computer all day or sitting at a desk, it's just not good for anybody.
Especially not someone as like inspirational, driven, positive, right? I mean, it sounds like you're making your whole life about helping others.
Yeah.
And it's hard to do from behind a computer screen, right?
I mean, I would help within the corporate space. So I was doing project management and event planning and supporting a team. And then I had a team under me. But you can only do so much. Because a lot of people in the corporate world are in this specific mindset of like, I don't know. It's not a good one.
So do you, and I know I'm sort of bouncing all over the place,
great.
But
that's
I'm quite sure that you'll be willing to stay with me.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You're ahead of me, actually. So, do you do like regular talks? Is there like for people that want to be introduced to you, maybe, you know, separate from yoga? I mean, do you do like organized discussions and talks?
Yeah, a lot of people have been reaching out lately to do icebreakers for their events. A lot of conferences, I'm kind of setting the tone for how people are going to interact with one another throughout that experience. It could be a day long event or maybe it's a week long event, but the whole purpose is kind of what I said earlier about all of us being the same. You all came to this event for a reason. You all want to connect. You have people that are interested in the same thing that are sitting right beside you. But what I see oftentimes, they don't speak to one another. They're in this space. You can see that they're excited and they're nervous. They're either playing on their phone or they're just, I don't know, in their own mind. And all you have to do is turn to the person next to you and have that conversation. Now open up. We all have something in common. It doesn't have to be like my favorite question to ask is like, what lights you up? I don't care what you do for work. I don't care. Like, sure, I'm proud of you for all of the things that you've accomplished, but that doesn't define you. Who are you as a person? What do you love?
Absolutely. Yeah. So many people think that they are what they do. And I couldn't disagree more. Yeah.
That's incredible. And you have an incredible bucket list. You know, what's at the top of the list?
Oh my gosh. So many things. Well, right now it'll be that tour of painting everywhere, but I also want to start a travel TV show. So
tell us about that.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. We got to go in.
We're going to go into all the things.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah. My master plan is to basically get people out of their comfort zones and teach them. Cause right now there's the guy in the woods eating bugs or the like super luxurious fancy travel that most people can't afford and don't even know where to begin with that. So I'll be the in-between for the everyday traveler and teach you one, how you could travel solo, but also I'll be bringing friends too. So you can see people that haven't been in specific countries. So you're seeing through their eyes for the first time.
Wow.
But normally when I travel, I couch surf. And if you're not familiar with couch surfing,
that's a thing. It is
couchsurfing.org. It's a website. It's a whole community. I've been doing it for about 15 years and it's amazing. It's Airbnb, but free. And you are being welcomed into the home of locals in any city or country that you go to. And they're just like fully embracing you. And maybe, you know, they may have jobs that they have to go to throughout the day, but it's a safe space to stay. It could be a couch, a floor, a bed. But you're really getting to live with them and like them. And they feed you traditional food. They take you to places that you wouldn't have found in your little, visitor guide. There's just so many things that you wouldn't experience. And, so many people have different hobbies. Like maybe they have an extra surfboard that's laying around like, hey, you want to learn how to surf? Yes. Why would I not say yes to that? I joined a circus in New Zealand just so many things that you wouldn't have the opportunity to normally experience. And I want to teach people that you can do anything that you want to, just be open to life. And that seems scary sometimes. Like if you didn't feel comfortable enough to stay with someone, you could at least reach out to that community and say, hey, I'm visiting your town from this day to this day. Where should I go? Do you want to meet up for a coffee or go dancing or whatever you want, whatever you're into, you can just put it out there. The worst that happens is that, you know, that nobody responds and you're still in the same place, or you make new a new best friend from the other side of the globe.
You've been to a few places.
Yeah, 39 countries so far.
Wow.
And I still have many, many more to go. But yeah, I'm excited. It's so fun. I love exploring and just teaching people about the world. It's been fun.
Fantastic. Well, can you give us your website once more?
Yes, thetravelinggypsy.org.
Travelinggypsy.org. Mm-hmm. And go ahead, Mike.
We can follow your adventures on Instagram stories and check that out. The Traveling Gypsy with...
One L. I'm very active on Instagram. So just always adventuring. And an adventure could be anything. It could be your favorite ice cream shop. It could be going to the new park down the street or, I don't know, going to anywhere that you want to go that you just haven't been before and take a friend with you.
So I'm just curious. I mean, I'm thoroughly impressed with your adventures, you know, your service and just your energy. What are there any particular books that that meant a lot to get a part of your journey? That or are there people that you followed and said, you know what, I really like their mantra, like that. I mean, you're making it your own,
so many. I'm gonna have to send you a list of books, but Robin Williams was a big inspiration for me. He just didn't care what other people thought. Yeah. And sure. Was just always himself. Bob Ross, like you can make any mistakes and it doesn't matter. Right. You just paint over it and then make it whatever you want.
Oh, really, if you think about that, that has so much more meaning than just, you know, paint on a canvas, right?
Yeah. I mean, life happens. It's going to there's going to be hiccups along the way, but who cares? Just change it. You can change it however you want.
Definitely.
One good book that I'm reading right now is by Dr. Joe Dispenza, Becoming Supernatural. And that sounds like a woo-woo title.
No, I'm familiar.
But it is a wonderful book talking about mindset and about how you have the power to change. Like, he is healing people with cancer.
He was in a cycling accident and broke his back, right?
Yeah.
Then he was told that he needed a surgery, which had like a 10% success rate, and he opted not to have it,
healed himself.
Yeah.
And it's incredible. It's incredible. It truly is. And I just saw him in Atlanta this past weekend. And
he was in Atlanta this past weekend?
Yeah. There was a workshop called Attune, and that was their first round doing that, but so many incredible speakers. Gabby Bernstein, there's just a long list. Louise Hay was not there. I wish Louise Hay was there. Who is the one? Elizabeth Gilbert from Eat, Pray, Love. And all these people that are, yes, they're in the spotlight, but they're being raw and real and they're human. We're all human and people idolize these people, but they're just like us. They're the ones that are taking it a step further to say, I don't care what other people think and I feel this in my heart and I have to bring it to the world. And it's changing other people's lives and that's what I want to do as well. So, I just want
to
put it out there.
So cool. So cool.
Really cool. It's hard to believe the amount of inspiration from the bingo halls of Kentucky. your energy here today. Wow.
And you've lived in Charlotte for how long?
Almost 18 years.
Man.
Incredible.
Mike and I are just so thrilled to have met you.
I'm so glad to meet you too.
Continuing to follow you. And
now we're going to have our own adventures together.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, you're into yoga, Scott.
Norway's right around the corner, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Put it on the list. That's the thing. A lot of people say they don't have the time or the money, but if you put it on your calendar,
that's true.
Now you have the time, and then you don't have to buy your $8 coffee every day or your whatever the frivolous thing is that you don't really need. There's your money. Yep. Or sell things that you don't use anymore. So I'll see you in Norway.
There you go. Yeah.
I love it. We can't wait to get your message out to our audience.
Thank you. You're
an incredible butterfly of light.
Thank you so much.
Charlotte, and we're happy to have you in the city.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Truly.
Yeah. Now when I drive by Blumenthal, and like down that road, I'm thinking, I know her.
Yay.
It's incredible.
I know. I want to.
Really cool.
I can't wait to get many copies of your book and share it with
Thank you. Yeah. It'll also be friends. A Pixar movie. That's my master plan. So nice. Coming soon.
You know what? What you aspire to have in your life is so clear. I'm just thoroughly impressed. I'm just so impressed. You know, it's like it's already there in your forefront. Mm-hmm. It's in your awareness, your reticular activator. it's, you know what you want. Mm-hmm. You know what you're on this earth to do and achieve and to impact, obviously. Yes. So, well, we appreciate you being on the show today.
Thank you,
Mike,
so much.
Do you have anything else you want to?
No, I'm excited. I'm feeling a little tight today, so I think I need to get into some yoga and get some, flexibility there.
But you know what? We haven't talked about CrossFit since
That's I'm kidding. He's waiting.
We all waiting around with Mike because he weaves that in the conversation.
I do.
But
I have two yoga YouTube videos I'll send you that you can. Yeah. You're welcome to use anytime. You can do it at home. So
I like doing things at home.
Okay.
Yep, it's sometimes
the kids,
time.
You can do it.
Do it with
together.
The kids.
Yeah.
Trying to teach them. They're a little more nimble than I am these days.
Good stuff.
Thank you so much for joining
us today.
Thank
you so much for having me. Yeah.
Thanks, Sydney. I'm Scott with Mike Hagee for this episode of Charlotte Real Estate Talk. Thanks so much.
Listen, download our podcast, or find out more about Charlotte Real Estate at PrideMoreProperties.com.